The numbers are sketchy, but if you're a Native American woman in parts of the Mountain West, your chances of being murdered are more than 3 times the national average. You're also more likely to disappear. And here's another couple of disturbing numbers. You're almost twice as likely to be raped, and in close to every instance, the perpetrator will be a non-Native. Each year, Montana Senator Steve Daines introduces a resolution to remember these brutal stories and the women at the center of them on May 5th. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
It's a warm spring afternoon at the University of Montana campus in Missoula. Marita Growing Thunder is sitting in the grass. She's 19 years old, studying art, and says growing up, her mom was always talking about Aunt Yvonne.
Every day she's like, oh, that reminds me of what Yvonne used to do, or what she used to say all the time.
Yvonne was the family comedian. She made goofy faces, danced at powwows, got into little fights with her sisters. But then about 10 years ago, Yvonne was beaten to death by her husband.
And when you looked at her, you know, her nails were ripped off of her hands. It was so horrible.
Growing Thunder says almost everyone in Indian country has a story like this. A mom, a sister, a niece, taken quickly and violently from this world. Ivan McDonald is a filmmaker, social worker, and member of the Blackfeet Nation. His cousin Monica was murdered when she was just 7 years old. Another cousin, 20-year-old Ashley Loring, disappeared last year. He says when people in Indian country get together and talk about the women they lost,
you know, it isn't like, oh, you know, my grandma just died of cancer. It's more that there's the possibility of, you know, my grandma was beaten to death and left behind a bar. And, you know, like my cousin, she was murdered or she was raped and left for dead.
I don't think their stories are being told enough.
That's Republican Senator Steve Daines. He says it's that lack of storytelling and reporting outside of Indian country that inspired him to push for a National Day of Awareness for missing and murdered Native women and girls. Each year, the resolution has to be renewed, and Steve Daines has successfully pushed through that renewal for the past 2 years.
This is really about bringing awareness, shining more light on it, as we need to bring more resources to stop what's going on.
The numbers are alarming. Right now, an estimated 6,000 women are missing in the U.S., but the number's probably higher than that. Cases are underreported, and no one's officially tracking all of them. Ivan McDonald, who's lost 2 cousins to this epidemic, says building awareness is a first step.
Awareness is important because it brings the issue to light, but there has to be that extra step.
He says lawmakers need to give tribes more authority to investigate, prosecute, and sentence major crimes like murder and rape in Indian country. Generally, tribal police can't do that. They must turn those investigations over to the Department of Justice. Almost half of those cases are eventually dropped due to a lack of evidence.
I think putting that power back in the hands of the tribe who know their communities best can sort of help alleviate some of this stuff.
McDonald also says people outside of Indian country need to start taking ownership. More than half of indigenous women in the U.S. are sexually assaulted at some point in their lives. And in almost every instance, the perpetrator is a non-Native. McDonald says many indigenous women feel invisible and ignored in this country. So a day of awareness can help get their stories out, so long as non-Natives listen.
These women are so much more than just stats and figures and talking points for legislative policies. They were a lived, loved mother, daughter, sister, aunt, that when they were here, they were loved.
Marita Growing Thunder shows that love by stitching beautiful, handmade ribbon skirts. Each skirt remembers an indigenous woman who has lost her life or disappeared. The one Growing Thunder is wearing now has all the colors of a rainbow.
If these skirts are for women who've been murdered or they're missing, then I believe it needs to be all out there. Needs to be bold and catch attention so that people hear the stories.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Missoula, Montana.